Now, on the other hand, maybe what would be comfortable for you would be to invite a small group of family and friends to tea one afternoon. Nothing fancy, just an opportunity to say thank you for the kindnesses they have shown you throughout the past few months or year, which helped you to heal since the death of your loved one. And if you feel up to it, you may wish to write small cards expressing your thanks, which you can hand them when they're leaving. Perhaps enclose a special picture of you and your loved one, which they can frame later on. Now let's look at something that means a lot to a lot of women out there, and that's cleaning the house. You know, there are those of us who believe that spring cleaning comes in December, as well as in the spring. Rooms get repainted, silverware gets polished, chandeliers get cleaned by hand, of course. Draperies get dry cleaned, rugs get shampooed, fireplaces get totally cleaned out in anticipation of many guests and holiday gatherings. But when you're grieving, many of the things that mattered to you before don't seem to have the same importance any longer. And you need to recognize your limited strength. So ask yourself, is cleaning this house absolutely important? Will the time spent doing this perhaps be better served in taking time for my mental well-being? Can I gain more strength sitting in local gardens, enjoying nature? Can I read books on the grieving process? Ask yourself, why am I doing this, for my benefit or someone else's? Let's talk about overnight guests. You know, if you were the one to travel to another relative's house for the holidays last year, perhaps you can invite them to stay with you this year. Especially if you're alone now, this may be a welcomed event for you. Examine whether you feel it would be harmful or helpful. If you feel you'd like to be alone, it's important to try to have some interaction during the holidays. It doesn't have to be family necessarily, but you should plan something on those days. If you do plan to be alone, maybe the best thing to do is help at a retirement home, a nursing home, maybe a children's hospital or orphanage. Spending our time helping others takes our focus off of our own problems and makes us focus on others. And in the process, not only does it help us heal, but we're blessed. If you do plan to invite guests, be upfront with them as to how you feel about the holidays. That you want their company, but kindly let them know that you don't have enough energy to wait on them hand and foot as perhaps you may have in the past. Tell them that they'll have to fend for themselves this time around. And let them know what you are planning to participate in and what you plan to forego. If they know the ground rules up front, it will help everyone to communicate better. Well, holiday baking, you know? Were you the one who baked the 6 dozen cookies of the 4 and 5 different kinds? Come on, tell the truth. If you were, perhaps you realized this was a tradition which should have been scaled down a long time ago, but it meant so much to everyone that you continued it. Well, perhaps this year you'll decide that 2 dozen of 2 different kinds will be enough. And maybe you'll decide that you want to forego the entire process altogether. You'll ask others to pick up your slack. And if a few other relatives would each bake 2 dozen, you'll have more than enough. And besides, you'll get a new recipe. So if you baked with your grandchildren and you still like to continue that, you may choose to invite another adult to help you with the patience you'll need that you may not have this year, and also the cleanup. Let's talk now about Christmas cards. You know, for Christmas cards, for a lot of us, signifies a way of communicating sometimes only once a year with a lot of the folks we've known for many, many years. This year it might be really painful. So pull out last year's list and develop a new list. You know, if you're accustomed to writing to everybody and their mother, perhaps that tradition has to be revised. Now you may choose to limit that list. Perhaps you will forego the entire tradition, as we just mentioned, and maybe even will leave it for next year as well. But you do have options. You may wish to write one letter expressing how you're doing, and you don't have to make it sound wonderful. You're not feeling wonderful. Be truthful. It's been a really difficult year adjusting since John died, you might write. I miss him so much. I thank you for all your kind notes and visits, and I hope you'll continue to call, write, and visit me when you can. It does get quite lonely, and I'm learning that grief isn't over in a few months, a few years, not even 2 years. So please keep in touch. You know, you can also have a friend print them out on that beautiful holiday paper that you can find in most office supply stores. So now you're going to be sending one letter out to 50 people instead of handwriting 50 separate cards. You can also ask your friends to type the labels up for you too. Maybe someone has a computer and they can run them off on their printer for you. This way, most of the work is done for you and you'll still be able to communicate with all your fine friends. You will only need to sign each one, stuff, label, stamp, and mail them. And if that seems too much, you need only sign them and ask someone else to do the rest.